Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. Folks, we broadcast every Friday at high noon, Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And wish you all Merry Christmas and coming up to Happy New Year. And let's also pray for peace in the world and also for these crazy people that are running around and killing others. And don't they realize what God, the fantastic gift life is? People can understand what a gift it is to be able to live for years and years and years. And the thing is that I'm older than all of you. I know I am. And I have more energy than all of you, too. And I know that also for a fact. And that I have no physical ailments. And I was lucky enough to have been raised in my daddy's old-time drugstore. When I say old-time, because so many things are done in an apothecary shop, different type of mixtures and things of that sort. And my dad put me on some vitamin formulas that he had concocted when I was a little kid. That's why, one of the reasons why I have such good ongoing health and energy and so forth and so on. So this is today's show. It's going to be a little bit abbreviated because I'm at one of my daughters, Lisa's house, and Little Rich and Big Rich, and Big Rich and Little Rich, both of them are massive. I mean, they're not fat. They're just solid and they're good-looking people. And so they call Big Rich and Little Rich. Anyhow, here's the bottom line on being healthy. Water. Human body is 85% water. Water in the world is contaminated. All of it, no matter where you are, what kind of bottle of water you can pay. $50 for a bottle of water, and it's contaminated. The only water that I drink that I found out about 26 years ago when I was in Japan on a medical convention, it was an only three-day vacation, and I met at that time. I can't go into more detail. I'd like to go into maybe next time we could talk more about Dr. Shinya. But Hiromi Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow who actually invented colonoscopy. Dr. Shinya, how do you like that? So I met him face-to-face in Tokyo. Now, he also, formerly, he's retired now, but he had a medical center on Park, I'm not sure if it was Park Avenue, I can't remember exactly where, but naturally lived half a year back home in Japan, half a year in Manhattan. And that's how I know him also. I met him in Japan, actually. And he's the one that introduced me to the Kangen Water Company called Enagic. And they were in Osaka, Japan. So we took a quick flight over there to the factory where they make these special machines. It hooks up to your tap water, and it actually restructures the entire water into pure water, like water from creation. When God, whoever God is or was and anything, it's because of all the religions and all the factions in the world, it's probably God knows how many gods there are. At any rate, the thing is this, that let's put it this way. We're given life, and we have such wonderful things that we want to look for wonderful things and people. There are some people that aren't wonderful. Lucky for me that my family and my three daughters, Missy, Jen, Jennifer, and Lisa. So the thing is, and they live in three different states, so it's hard to keep up with everybody. And now with the pandemic going on and the COVID, and I have I've taken a couple of different tests. So I always test negative, which is good. Anyhow, good. Moving right along. So let me tell you, if you really want to be healthy, as healthy as I am, you need to take certain nutrients in addition to the foods that we buy. Of course, by the time we eat those foods, many of over-processed, and also a lot of the nutrients that are in the can, whatever, or the bottle that it says, isn't really there. Some is, some are, some aren't. So if you really want to be healthy, you need to take vitamins. A blanket word for vitamin, because they're supplements. Let me tell you a couple of things about, first of all, let me tell you about my favorite subject, which is me. Well, no, I should say my thirds, my daughters come first, my family, my wife comes first, so therefore, let me just say that if you really want to be healthy, so I've got a machine, by the way, that they make that hooks up to tap water, and it's a little bit, let's say, twice the size of an oversized toaster, stands on your kitchen counter, but it actually goes through a process of ionization and electrolysis, and it produces pure water. So no matter what bottled water says, whatever commercial type of water, wherever it comes from, France, wherever, anything that's bottled is and not made through an ionizer and alkalizing machine. Now, there's a few different companies that make machines like that. As far as I'm concerned, the one that is the purest and the best is made by Enagic. So let me just say this also, that the osteoporosis, which is a weakening of bones, fractures are increasing by the thousands, by the millions, actually, broken hips, broken knees, so forth and so on, because of the dark-colored soda. All this osteoporosis and so forth and so on, mostly because of dark-colored soda, Pepsi, Coke, and Dr. Brown. They get the dark color because the manufacturers add phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid eats away at the matrix or the inner part of the bones and makes them brittle and more prone to be able to fracture. A simple fall or a twist or something like that would ordinarily black and blue mark or something, turns out that it'd be fractured. So the fact that there's more fractures occurring because of the dark colored sodas. By the way, I don't drink soda at all, period, X. And I don't drink commercial water. If I'm in a restaurant and the waiter starts coming over with all kinds of glasses of water, let's say you have a few people together, and I, in a nice way, say, please don't put that water. Don't even put it on the table. I don't want to even see it. See, when you get what's called Kangenized, like I drink, been drinking Kangen water only for the last 23 years, so I attribute a lot of my health, vigor, energy, and so forth and so on. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I actually feel, in all truth, I'm just a little bit tired today because I didn't have a good night. Usually I sleep real good, but trying to think of why. So my education is I have 3 graduate degrees: pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud and happy to say. And with all that being said, let me just tell you a couple of things that's happening with water. There's a business going on from the petroleum industry called fracking, with an F, fracking. So they break through the earth's crust with big machines and looking for petroleum deposits within the earth, more so they can make more money with the petroleum and the oil. Well, we need oil. Oil, you know, everything we do runs on oil, basically. So we need that. So with that going on, we have to be able to avoid the fracking. So fracking is also, the water is seeping into reservoirs. And there's a slight audience I have today, and that audience is totally unruly. So, okay, thanks for leaving. I appreciate you leaving. See you next year. By the way, folks, Happy New Year to you all. And let me tell you more about fracking. There's a huge tomato farm, the largest producer of what's called heirloom tomatoes in Pennsylvania, which takes up about 5 or 10 miles of acreage just growing heirloom tomatoes. The whole crop was ruined last year. God knows, maybe $2 million, $3 million worth of tomatoes, all destroyed because of... that's a good idea. Because of the... not only the pandemic going on. See, sometimes we have an audience that people are totally unruly. And actually, I'm sitting in the studio doing the show. So as far as fracking is concerned, and as far as all that, you have to understand the only water to drink is Kangen. It's K-A-N-G-E-N. And let me move along. So we talked a little bit about, now the dark-colored sodas create, the manufacturers put in phosphoric acid, which drains the phosphoric acid, actually robs the bones of minerals, as I mentioned before. So therefore, we need to be able to avoid sugar as much as possible, also because of the widespread cancer. When I was growing up in this country, and let's say through my adolescent years and even into teenage years, there were more and more, that when I was a kid, there was hardly the word of cancer anywhere. Of course, the population was much smaller than it is now worldwide. And there were maybe, and as far as automobiles, everyone in those days didn't have an automobile. These days, almost everybody does, because it's so much easier to pay off a car, to buy a used car, this, that, and the other thing. So the thing is that cancer, now we have huge, huge cancer treatment centers, so forth and so on. I don't have any cancer, and I don't have any inclination. I don't have anything that I do to myself. Like, I keep sugar in my diet to a very, very small amount. I don't add sugar to anything. Whatever I buy, if it has sugar in it, some different products have it, and you can't avoid it. But by putting more and more sugar, because the food manufacturers add more sugar in order to be able to make it taste better, sell more product. It's all about sell more product, make more money. So moving right along, if you really want to be healthy as I am, you need to take certain proper supplements. I'm going to give you the number to reach me. We used to give the studio number, but we're so tremendously busy, we're based in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And right now I'm broadcasting actually from New York City. The thing is that to avoid cancer, you want to keep the sugar in your diet as minimal as possible. And also, moving right along, I'm going to give you the number one time only, and it's 863-509-9059. Just call that number, leave your name and phone, and the best time to reach you, okay? And when you do call, just remember, just leave a name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Or I'll have one of my associates get back to you. So, again, moving right along, we want to be able to emphasize the fact that the human body is 85% water. Let me tell you a couple of other things that happened over the years. Maybe we'll have time for one outstanding. These days, everybody, whoever is over the age of, by the way, in our society, over the age of 43, 76% of people in America are diabetic and high blood pressure because of their lifestyles, because of what they drink and eat and so forth and so on. I don't have any of that. So what I'm talking about and what I'm doing works. If you really want to be healthy and get more out of life, listen to what we're talking about. Okay, so the thing is that in order to be able to really be healthy, you want to be able to make Camden water your only water source. So all the cooking that we do, my family, so forth and so on, is done with the Camden water. So, and again, that is pure water. So whatever the manufacturers say to you, and they say this is pure bottled water, yeah, it's pure bottled water. Like Poland Water is a beautiful ad they have. It shows a mountain spring and a stream flowing and sunshine and the rocks. And I grew up on a farm, actually, in a really rural area of New Jersey. And that's the way it actually looked. However, so that's a stream and free-running stream. It's not, and then they take it and they bottle it, like Poland bottles it. Fortunately, when creation occurred billions of years ago, and the oceans and the beaches and so forth and so on, still look the same. A lot of them look the same as it was billions of years ago. However, now in the air, in the ground, all over, no matter what, there are cancer-causing substances, and the emissions from all the automobiles, buses, trucks, planes, boats, all that emissions get into the atmosphere and actually add more contamination. And that's what we live in. So you can't walk around in a plastic bag or whatever it may be, or a suit. It may come to that. Like a deep sea diver wears that whole outfit and so forth, with a helmet and things. And so it may come to the future that to wear some kind of a suit to be able to live with air being pumped into it. And so getting back to the petroleum industry and fracking, so that ruins the whole water supply. And, it's the old story. If someone really wants to be healthy, and there's different vitamins. Oh, I was going to tell you about one before we sign off today, because it's an abbreviated show. I try to say about diabetics over the age of 43. I mean, the whole population. The third cause of death in America is from the effects of prescription medication, because your prescription has to match your metabolism. There's four types of metabolism, and there's ways to be able to test and know what your metabolism is, and then take the right prescription. It's a simple mouth swab, cheek swab, called a buccal, B-U-C-C-A-L, swab. Goes to our laboratory, and it can determine what type of metabolism person has. And then depending upon what type of ailment, high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever it may be. Now, as far as diabetes is concerned, in the year 1922, way back then, 1922, whoever was diabetic ultimately ended up being put into a ward in a hospital and just left alone to die, because that diabetic died off. They maybe into their early 20s, sometimes teenage, rarely any older, and diabetics would die off. Now, when people can take the company Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company was able to develop a synthyroid, because the thyroid gland to produce enough insulin. So they produced a synthetic insulin. So people can give themselves injections these days, or tablets, sometimes oral is enough, and be able to put more insulin into the body, because the pancreas in diabetics is not producing it properly. You follow that? So the pharmaceutical firms were able to do much more with other things like penicillin, as far as infections and things of that sort. So, and then on the other hand, the pharmaceutical firms put out products, drugs sometimes, that are just sake of making money, and turns out that some of them are not only don't do the job, they end up killing people. We'll talk more about that next time, because time is running short on today's show, folks. So all I'd like to do is to say, let's say a special prayer for peace on earth, goodwill to men, goodwill to men. That's what they say, Christmas, so forth and so on. And as far as Hebrew is concerned, because I'm a Jew, and I was raised by going to Jewish temple. But I also went in my adult years to a lot of church services, because I have family. You know, these days a lot of people intermarry and so forth and so on. And as far as I'm concerned, it's good to have, you know, whatever religion. It's okay. It doesn't matter to me. The color doesn't. If somebody's black, they're human beings. And that's the way my folks, that's the way my mom and dad raised me, okay? We were taught to respect everyone. And that's it. So therefore, the number that you called in to listen to the show, you already have the number, so you don't need that. I gave you out my cell phone, and we're going to be talking to you next Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And let me say adios to some special friends, and tune in, and we'll be talking to you again next Friday at high noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And with that being said, adios, y'all.